Some 4 weeks ago.
4个礼拜之前.
I was sitting on my bed.
我就坐喺张床嗰度.
And I closed my eyes for a while.
咁我咧就合埋我只眼一阵.
And suddenly before me there appeared a remarkable picture.
咁突然间咧有一幅好奇妙嘅图画出现咗喺我眼前.
I don't know how to describe the situation because it's the first time in my life something like this happened. I don't know whether this is to be counted as a vision or not. I have seen a vision before, but it didn't come to me in this way. And what I saw before me, I had to think about a long time afterwards. Because it was a very beautiful picture. Spread in this vast panoramic vision. It looked like a beautiful dawn. A golden dawn of a new day. Now, there were mountains to the left and mountains to the right, quite far away. But I was in the middle of a vast plain. And this plain stretched all the way to the horizon. And there was that golden sunrise in front. And yet it looked like a combination of a sunset and a sunrise. So I had to think for a long time, is this sunset or is this sunrise? And then as I pondered about it later, the meaning became clearer to me. And there was this vast plain, and I didn't know what was this plain. And in this plain there were multitudes of people, but I couldn't see them at the time. And they seemed to be all camping in tents. I began to realize that in this plain were great armies. All set for the battle, the final battle before the sunrise. And there was in my heart some unspeakable feelings. On the one hand, I looked with longing and admiration at this coming beautiful day. But then I realized that this would be the day of the coming of God, the coming of the day of God. For some, it would be a day of judgment. And for some, this would be the new day of a new hope, of a new age. So in my heart, there was a 交流, a kind of interflow of joy and of concern. And then, even when I opened my eyes again afterwards, that vision, that amazing picture, gold, mainly gold and black in two main colors. And I sat there and I thought about it for a long time. I thought, what is happening here?
我想究竟什么发生呢?
What is this claim?
究竟这个评论是什么呢?
What is the Lord showing me?
究竟主想让我知道什么呢?
And as I sat there and I pondered, I realized, as the Lord continued to teach me by His Spirit, that this is Armageddon. Armageddon is the place where the final battle of the world will be fought.
阿米吉多顿咧就系嗰个地方，最后嗰一场嘅战役咧会喺嗰度打嘅。
And the peace I saw was the dreadful silent peace before the final disaster.
而嗰个嘅沉静，嗰个嘅宁静咧，系最后打仗之前嗰一刻嘅寂静。
Are we not enjoying a wonderful time of peace right now?
依家我哋唔系大家都共享太平咩？
It seems the whole world has finally come into a day of peace.
好似全世界咧都能够达到和平啦，依家。
So unexpectedly.
系我哋出乎意料之外嘅。
Only a few years ago, it seemed with two vast nuclear powers ready to shoot it out, our chances of survival were very low.
喺早几年咧，世界嘅强国咧，核子嘅强国咧，佢哋好似互相咧系想开战咁样。
But suddenly the walls began to fall.
但系突然间咧，嗰啲战争咧就开始平息啦。
Suddenly the prospect of peace is before us.
突然间咧，好似我哋和平嘅希望咧，系呈现喺我哋眼前。
Isn't it amazing in this world how things can change so suddenly?
喺呢个世界啊，你唔觉得系好奇怪咩？突然间啲嘢系变得好紧要。
From a tenseness of imminent destruction.To almost unbounded possibilities of peace.
由一个咧好紧张嘅气氛，系想打仗嘅气氛咧，去到一个好和平嘅气氛。
Who could have dreamed only a few months ago, even that today two nations who are enemies, well, one is trying to help the other out financially.
喺几个月之前啊，试问边个可以估到咧？两个本来系敌国，竟然依家互相去帮助大家。
Things are so strange in these last days. You don't know what is going to happen next.
喺呢一个末世嘅时候，啲事情实在系太过奇怪，你系唔知咧下一步会发生咩事。
But if we think everything is going to go like this, indefinitely, we are in a dream.
但如果你谂住咧事情会不断都系咁样发生咧，咁你就发紧梦。
Things can change very quickly and very suddenly.
啲事咧系可以好快同埋好突然咁样去转变。
And suddenly we might find ourselves on the edge of war again.
喺好顷刻之间咧，我哋可以发现自己咧系喺面临打仗。
In the Bible, these two pictures are put side by side.
而喺圣经咧，呢两幅图画咧系平行咁样去嘅。
In Matthew 24 and Luke 21, the Lord says there will be wars, rumors of wars. There will be an intensifying situation of great danger.
而喺马太福音24章同埋路加福音21章咧，主都不断讲系会有打仗同埋传出打仗嘅声音，而啲事咧系会不断咁样加剧。
Yet parallel to this, the Bible says that there will be in the last time like the days of Noah. People will be eating and drinking, marrying and giving in marriage. That doesn't sound like a wartime situation.
而对呢个平衡嘅咧，同时间啲人咧就好似挪亚嘅日子啦，会好似有嫁娶嘅事啊，大家都好似安享太平咁样生活。
So the question is, how do you put these two opposite things together?
所以个问题系你点样将呢两个咧相反嘅嘢摆埋喺一齐
？The fact is that they do come together in real life.
但系嗰个事实就系呢两样嘢咧系会走埋一齐。
So we saw intense peril and danger, wars intensifying all the time.
所以我哋睇到一方面咧就系好加剧，好似有打仗有危险。
And then all of a sudden we have a state of peace.
突然间我哋又好似大家共享太平。
Such kind of peace we could not have imagined just 2 or 3 years ago.
而喺两三年前咧，呢一种嘅平安咧，我哋系唔会可以想象到嘅。
And you know when the wars go on, we think it will never end.
而当有打仗嘅时候咧，我哋会觉得啊呢个战争唔会完嘅。
And when peace comes, we think.That too will never end.
而同樣，當我哋有太平嘅時候，我哋又會覺得呢個太平唔會完嘅。
But the Bible puts these two pictures side by side to show that it will be fluctuating like this.
但係聖經咧將呢兩幅圖畫擺埋一齊，係話俾我哋聽咧，係會浮動不定嘅。
And so right now it seems we have moved into the days of Noah, eating, drinking. We are at peace now.
依家咧，我哋就進入咗挪亞時候嘅日子啊！我哋飲飲食食。
It's true that there are still quite a lot of wars being fought in different places, but they are relatively, to us, minor wars.
当然咧，喺世界其他地方都有战争，但系对于我哋嚟讲咧，嗰啲战争只不过系小嘢啫。
But let us not be deceived. There was the vision of this great field. Everything was peaceful and quiet, but it's the calm before the storm.
但系我哋咧唔好呃自己啊！就好似嗰幅异象咁样，喺呢个平原里边，喺打仗之前嗰一刻咧。 全部嘢都係好寂靜。
Soon the whole plain would explode into a great battle.
好快呢一個平原咧就將會變成一個戰場。
In fact, the co-workers who have been with me to Israel will remember that that plain actually is the plain of Esdraelon.A vast plain stretching out, though I never saw it from such a perspective. I didn't even recognize it when I saw it in that vision, what else to call it.
同我一起去以色列的同工呢就会知道其实那个平原呢就是一个 Esdraelon 的平原。
Esdraelon
的平原。
Also called the Valley of Jezreel.
也都叫做 Valley of Jezreel.就是这个地方那当我见到那个意象的时候我都不怀疑到原来就是那个平原。
It is well known in biblical prophecy that on that great plain, which in the past had seen many, many great wars, the final battle will also be fought.
而在那个平原呢其实已经出了名的了在预言那里。最后那一役呢就会在这里打的。
In fact, looking at the facts today, it's not even hard to see why the battle will be there.
其实就算看回今天的事件呢我们都不会觉得很奇怪为什么那个最后一役会在那里打。
The tension between Jews and Arabs is a tension that involves the whole world. But if a battle is to be fought today, the Arab armies coming in to fight Israel will pass through that plain.
如果那個戰爭會在今天開始的話，那阿拉伯的軍隊會今天去經過那個平原。
Together with its allies.
亦都同埋佢嘅盟軍。
If you read the news today, you will realize the battle going on in the former Yugoslavia is in fact a battle between Christians and Muslims.
而你如果係有留意新聞嘅咧，咁你就會知道喺 Yugoslavia.
The former Yugoslavia, 南斯拉夫。
南斯拉夫喺南斯拉夫呢個地方。
Mm.Today it's not called that, but that's where the fighting is going on.
南斯拉夫呢今天不是这样叫了但是那个战争呢就会在那里开始的。
In southern Russia, the fighting is intensifying, and if you find out what the fighting is about, it's again between the Muslims and Christians.
而在俄国的北边呢那个战争呢是会是那些基督徒和回教徒是開始打的。
You can surprise, isn't it? It's a big surprise because you will see that over 70 years of communism didn't make the least difference to Christians and Muslims.
所以你會覺得很奇怪就算有70年的共產主義但是都不會令到基督徒和回教徒之間的關係有什麼更改。
You see, 70 years of communism not only failed to do anything for the Russian economy except to leave it in ruins,It also did not touch the religious commitment of those people. So that as soon as communism collapsed, the religious commitment of these people unfortunately flared into open warfare.
所以你會看到就算有70年的共產主義不單止沒有幫助到俄國經濟有什麼好轉反而它現在已經是更加糟還有那些人當他們的共產主義崩潰的時候他們對於宗教的委身亦都是走下坡。
Of course, their commitment to Christianity and to Muslims is of the wrong kind as far as the Bible is concerned. It's a commitment to a religion, but that commitment is very strong and communism couldn't make a dent on it.
當然他們對於回教或者基督教的委身是一種錯的委身他們只不過是委身去一個宗教那裡。
It seems that China has still to learn a very strong lesson. They haven't learned much from history yet.
我想中國都要學一課，因為好像中國人都未明白這個道理。
Now, that we will come to on another occasion.
這個呢，我們是會遲一些，另外一個場合再講。
But that is the vision. The vision that the day of the Lord is very near as the sunrise.
但是那個意象就是主的日子很快到好像日出一樣。
Of course, when we speak of that in terms of our present existence concerning you and me, we might be looking at a few more years.
當然如果是講緊我們現在存在在這裡的可能就是講緊幾年之間的時間。
Now the theme of this camp is to hasten the coming of the Lord.
而我們今次營的主題就是催促主來。
Why should we want to hasten his coming?
點解我哋要催促主來呢？
Is it not near enough?
唔通仲唔夠快呀？
Well, not if your love for the Lord is strong enough.
唔夠快，如果你對主嘅愛係夠強嘅話。
If you are in love with somebody and you have to wait 2 or 3 days, that 2 or 3 days seems exceedingly long.
如果你係好中意一個人啊，你要等兩三日咧，嗰兩三日都好似好長咁。
And you say, well, it's only 2 or 3 days. I mean, get yourself under control.
咁你就會話，誒兩三日啫嘛，你自己控制自己啦。
But the love, if it is strong, then that's also too long.
但係如果個愛啊真係咁強烈嘅話咧，嗰兩三日實在太長。
When I look back, I think it was almost comical what I was doing as a boy.
咁當我咧回想翻嘅時候，我覺得好得意啊！當我係一個細蚊仔嘅時候。
I was supposed to have a girlfriend at that time.
嗰陣時咧，我係係有個女朋友嘅。
And I think I was quite mature in age, around 7 years old.
我七歲嘅時候咧，都相當成熟噶啦。
And our two families, it so happened that one was a boy and one's a girl. So we sort of almost matched from birth because my mother and her mother were very close friends. And when their children were born, one was a boy, one was a girl. It's natural that we belong together.
其實是這樣的，有兩個家裡，那她媽媽呢就生了她是個男仔來的。但另外一個媽媽就生了一個女兒，就是女仔來的。差不多好像呢一生出來呢就好像就是許配了那麼上下的。
It's a very clear explanation. And so, in fact, we sort of took it for granted that we are a boyfriend and girlfriend. That's how it was. And so one time, it was her birthday. I don't even remember whether she was 6 or 7, whatever.
咁有一次咧，就係呢一個女仔嘅生日，唔知6歲定7歲啦。
And you know, when it came to the time of her birthday, I suppose it was 3 o'clock in the afternoon for her birthday tea. I never knew that the hand of a clock could move so slowly.
咁咧，佢嘅生日一齊有一個慶祝嘅時間咧，其實係3點嘅。咁我真係從來都唔知道咧，原來個鐘啊係行得咁慢嘅。
When I got up in the morning, I was waiting. How long is it going to be till 3 o'clock?
當我一起身嗰陣時咧，我就即刻喺度望到頸都長，幾時3點咧？
Oh, I was already worn out by the time it came to lunch.
當到到差唔多午飯嘅時候咧，我已經咧好攰啦。
And then I was looking at the clock because I couldn't go there because we live so near to each other that it takes only a few minutes to walk over, right? So I have nothing even to prepare for except to look at the clock.
因為我哋兩家人咧住得咁近咧，幾分鐘就行到去噶啦，所以咧我唔能夠咁早去。我就淨係可以睇住個鐘。
And I remember the clock was on top of the piano.
而個鐘咧就擺喺個琴上高。
So I knelt on the piano stool and propped myself on the piano, looking at the clock.
所以咧我就跪上張琴凳嗰度咧，咁就揈住喺度，喺度睇住個鐘。
Thinking that if I could move by mind's power, the power of the mind, this clock, I'd get there faster.
如果我能夠用我思想、用我意志咧，能夠令到個鐘行快啲。
It's amazing, isn't it? That if you really are anxious for something, in this case her birthday party, the intense longing, even that few hours, was too long for me.
係咪真係好奇怪咧？如果你真係好渴望、好熱切咁樣，淨係佢嘅生日慶祝會啫，嗰啲時間咧，我哋都覺得好長。
And it seemed there was nothing in my power I could do to hasten the coming of her great moment. Of birthday celebration.
而當時啊，我就乜都唔能夠做，我唔可以咧令到佢嗰個慶祝生日會咧可以快啲嘅來臨。
But is there something we can do to hasten the Lord's coming?
但係對於主嘅再來，有冇啲嘢係我哋可以做，催促佢快啲嚟
？Now a birthday party has to be on somebody's birthday, so you can't move it to 3 weeks before their birthday to have their birthday.
咁當然咧，生日嘅慶祝會你就唔能夠催促佢早啲，因為佢生日係喺某一個日子嘅。
But a person, whether he comes or doesn't come, that is not fixed, is it, on a certain day? Maybe the person can change the date and come earlier.
但係對於一個人嚟或者唔嚟咧，佢係冇特定一日㗎，佢可以早啲，佢可以早啲嚟。
I often have to talk with co-workers who have traveled somewhere else and they to discuss the time of their return to Hong Kong or wherever.
我成日都有機會同啲同工去商量，佢哋幾時可以翻嚟香港。
And then if I see that the other co-workers are really longing, say, come back, let this co-worker come back, we need this brother or sister. So it is possible to change the date earlier.
但如果其他同工呢,都好切切,好想個同工,好需要佢快啲返嚟呢,咁可能時間呢,就可以騰早啲。
But why do we long for his coming?
但點解我哋渴望佢返嚟呢?
Apart from our love for him.
除咗因為我哋愛佢呢個原因之外,
I have the feeling that maybe many do not love him that much.
我有一個感受,可能我哋唔係真係咁愛佢。
Paul has a very strong statement to make.
保罗呢,有一个很强烈的语句,他跟我们说的。
And that is at the end of his letter to the Corinthians.
就是在他写给哥林多教会的书信。
2 Corinthians, let me read this, because it often puzzled me why his language is so strong.
就是哥林多后书的,我会跟你们读,因为我都觉得很奇怪,为什么保罗用这么强烈的语句。
My mistake is at the end of 1 Corinthians.
对不起,
and there you will see it at verse 22.
你会看到是第22节的。
Paul usually speaks in a very kind and very gentle way, so I'm a bit puzzled by his very strong language.
因为保罗通常呢,他都用一个很温柔和很仁慈的心去讲,为什么他今次是这么强烈呢?
The language seems to be strikingly harsh.
那个说话呢,就是好像很苛刻那样的。
And very uncharacteristic of Paul.
而对于保罗,不是他的特色来的。
I think I can think of no other place where he speaks so harshly, I would say.
我想不到在哪一道其他地方,他是用这么苛刻的语调去讲。
And so in 2 Corinthians 16:22, we read, if anyone does not love the Lord Jesus Christ, let him be accursed.
所以在哥林多的前书16章22节那里这样读, 如果有人不爱主,这个人可嘴可咒。
Don't you find that rather strong?
你觉不觉得真的很强烈呢?
We would find it very hard today to say at the end of a message, to say, if anybody here does not love the Lord Jesus, God will curse you.
所以你会觉得,如果我们完了这个讲道之后,你会听到, 如果边个人不爱主的,那个人呢,神是会咒诅他的。
Astonishing words, one must say.
你会觉得这语句是很惊人。
In fact, he uses an original word, which is transliterated, the word anathema, committed, dedicated to destruction.
其实那个原文呢, anathema, 是的意思是指呢,是专登,是会拎去被毁灭的。
And then he goes on to say, right after that, O Lord, come.
而他立刻接着下去说,主必要来。
There's clearly a connection between the coming and the cursing of those who don't love.
所以很肯定,对于那个咒诅和主再来的,是一定有个关系的。
If you don't love the Lord Jesus, you of course don't want his coming.
如果你不爱主耶稣,当然你不想他回来。
And if that is the case, Paul is saying to you, you are a hypocrite hiding in the church.
如果这个是个情形,那保罗就是对我们说,你就是那个假冒为善的人,只不过是在教会里面躲起来。
Paul has no patience with hypocrites.
保罗对于假冒为善的人,是一点耐性都没有。
He loves everyone.
他爱每一个人。
He is very gentle to the weak Christians.
他对于一些软弱的基督徒,他是很温柔。
He tells the strong Christians, don't push your way in regard to the Christian life, but be gentle to the weak in the church.
他对于坚强的基督徒,他就说,你不要硬,你不要硬,将你的意思加在人身上,你要对那些软弱的人,你都要体谅。
So we see that there is only one thing that provokes Paul to anger.
所以只是有一件事,是令到保罗很愤怒的。
And that is hypocrisy.
而那个呢,就是假冒为善。
Whether you are conscious of that hypocrisy or not is not the question.
无论你自己觉不觉那个假冒为善,这个都不是问题。
The fact that you actually behave hypocritically is something God will not, Paul will not tolerate.
保罗呢,是不会容忍我们呢,是用一个假冒为善的态度去行事。
And he will not tolerate it because God will not tolerate it.
保罗不会容忍，因为神都不会容忍。
In fact, this is very clear from Paul's letters that he is a man who stresses absolute sincerity.
其实在保罗的书信呢，我们已经知道保罗是强调呢是完全的诚恳。
There is always one thing that we must have in the Church of Christ, no matter what other defective things there are.
在基督的教会呢，有一样东西一定要有的，无论其他的东西是有没有缺点都好。
You see, in the next verse he says, in verse 23, he says, the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you.
而你看到在跟着的23节说，愿主耶稣基督的恩常与你们众人同在。
When we compare that with the last verse in Ephesians,We read this, Grace be with all those who love our Lord Jesus Christ in sincerity.
而当我们呢将刚才读那一句同以弗所书最尾那一节来比较，最尾那一节这样说，愿所有诚心爱我们主耶稣基督的人都蒙恩惠，留意是诚心。
Sincerity means no hypocrisy.
而诚心当然就是解是没有假冒为善。
For those who have hypocrisy, there is no grace from the Lord Jesus Christ. That's what he says.
对于假冒为善的人，他不会在主耶稣那里得到恩惠。
What destroys the churches today is hypocrisy.
而毁灭教会，今天毁灭教会的就是假冒为善。
Only a tiny little bit of hypocrisy in your life and it will destroy you.
就算是一点点很少的假冒为善在我们的生命里面都会毁灭我们。
Hypocrisy is like a cancer.
而假冒为善就好似癌症咁样。
It can start with a tiny little dot.
系可以由一点好细嘅开始。
You start by being a little bit insincere.
我哋就由少少嘅唔诚恳开始。
And it will destroy you.
而佢就会毁灭我哋。
Your communication with God will be cut off.
我哋同神嘅交通就系会被截断。
And the whole church will go down the drain.
而整间教会咧都会走下坡。
We have to be alert for any degree of insincerity in our lives.
我们对于无论少少程度的不诚恳，我们都要很警醒。
If any man love not the Lord Jesus, he will be accursed.
如果任何一个人不爱主耶稣的，他会被咒诅。
How can you say you love him? This person who laid down his life for us, who bled on the cross for us, and say, I don't want to see him coming back.That is hypocrisy.
你怎可以说你爱主耶稣，那个是为我们钉死，在十字架上为我们流血的人，而你另外一方面又说我不想他回来，这个不是就是假冒为善。
Or you may not say anything.
或者你什么都没讲到。
But I need only look at the way you live your daily life.
但我只需要看看你每一天怎样过你的生活。
The way your whole life is committed to earning more money.
你整个的人生都是投资在赚多些钱。
Your whole goal of working every day in the office overtime is so that you can be promoted one little step higher in your office.
你每天在办公室超时这样工作，目的都是想升职少少，升高少少。
Your whole life is committed to this passing world.
你整个的人生都是迈向于这个会过去的世界那里。
And as for the Lord's coming, you don't even want to think about it.
对于主的再来根本就不想再想。
You really don't want to think about it.
你真的不想想。
So at this camp I was wondering, is there any point talking on this subject?
所以在这个营那里我就想啊，究竟讲这个题目有没有用呢？
Because people don't even want him to come back, never mind hasten his return.
因为根本的人就不想他回来，不要再讲催促他快点回来。
Maybe this message in this camp is only for a very small number of people here.
可能这个信息在营这个信息只是为到很少数的人而设。
And for the others, you can just enjoy your sleep and the fresh air until this camp is over.
而对于其他人呢，你可以吸多些新鲜空气和睡多些觉。
Because this subject is of no interest to you.
因为讲这个题目对你来说没兴趣。
But before you go to sleep, think again of these words. If any man does not love the Lord Jesus, he will be accursed.
但在你未睡之前，你要再想这些说话。如果有哪一个人不爱主的，这个人是会被咒诅。
And if that doesn't wake you up, my friend, nothing will wake you up, even after this camp.
如果这个都不唤醒你的，我的朋友，没什么可以唤醒你，就算这个营完了。
Because it means you have already fallen into the spiritual sleep of death.
因为这样是代表你已经沉入了在属灵里面沉睡，好像死一样。
But how many here can say, "Come, Lord Jesus"?
在这里有几多人会说，来啊，主耶稣。
That will interfere with your promotion.
这样会影响了你的升职。
It might interfere with your holiday down to some nice place in these coming months.
亦都可能嚟紧嗰几个月，你系计划咗去旅行，会影响咗你嘅旅行。
It might interfere with your wanting to build a family after your marriage in the next few weeks.
亦都可能喺过几个礼拜你想结婚，可能会影响咗你嘅。
It will interfere with your desire one day to migrate to Canada or to France or England wherever and buy yourself a nice house there.
亦都会影响咗，可能你有一个计划，你想移民去加拿大去嗰度买间屋。
All your dreams will go to pieces if Jesus comes back.
如果主耶稣真系翻嚟咧，你嘅梦想咧系会被粉碎。
Who thought of such a crazy theme as hasten the Lord's coming of all things?
究竟系边一个啊谂出一个咁嘅题目啊，催促主再来嘅咧
？Now if that passage were not in the Bible, we wouldn't even have this camp.
如果呢一个经文唔系喺圣经嘅咧，我哋都唔会有呢个营。
And you will notice that in some of your Chinese Bibles, they manage actually to get rid of that verse as well.
而你留意到咧，有啲圣经嘅译本咧，根本连催促主再来根本就冇出现到喺圣经。
We have to depend on the more accurate translations in English, because the Chinese Union edition, the He He Bun, has managed to wipe out that verse altogether. So you say, where is it? I don't find it in the Bible.
我哋唯有咧就系靠一啲比较可靠英文嘅译本啦，因为根本就喺和合本咧，直情冇出现添。
I'll tell you a reason why we need to hurry the Lord's coming.
我亦都想话俾大家听一个原因，点解我哋想催促主再来。
But that reason applies only to those who want to be saved. Those who don't want to be saved don't have to listen to this reason.
但系呢一个原因咧，只系对于嗰啲想得救嘅人咧有关系，嗰啲根本唔想得救嘅咧，亦都唔需要留意。
We find this in Hebrews chapter 9 and verse 28.
我哋揾到咧系喺希伯来书第九章。
In case you are not very clear about the teaching of salvation in the Bible, pay careful attention to this verse.
如果你对于圣经救恩嘅教训唔系咁熟嘅咧，请你留意呢一节。
And this is what we read, Hebrews 9:28. So Christ was offered once to bear the sins of many. To those who eagerly wait for him, he will appear a second time apart from sin.For salvation.
第二十八节咁样读，像这样，基督仍然一次被献，担当了多人的罪，将来要向那等候他的人第二次显现，并与罪无关，乃是为拯救他们。
If you think you already understand what the Bible teaches about salvation, you best read here carefully again.
如果你谂你已经明白咗圣经救恩嘅教训咧，请你再读呢一节。
You don't need to be an expert at interpreting the Bible. It says plain language here.
你唔需要系一个解经嘅专家，因为呢度已经讲得好明白。
He will come a second time, but for salvation.
佢会再嚟第二次啊？究竟为乜咧？系为咗拯救救恩嘅缘故。
So what did he come the first time for?
点解佢第一次要嚟咧
？The first time he came, it says here, was to deal with sin.
第一次佢嚟呢度讲。是为了要对付罪
to bear the sins of many
为了担当很多人的罪
well that's the end of the problem of salvation right
咦这个不是就是救恩完结了的吗
that's what we've been taught as young Christians
我们是一个很幼嫩的基督徒的时候人家就是这样教我们的
and we're still being told that as long as Jesus died for sin that's the end of the problem we believe in him we are saved
而我哋仍然亦都聽到咧，我如果主耶穌死咗，咁就得啦。我哋已經得救噶啦。
That my friend is wrong。
我朋友其實呢個錯嘅。
That is only the first step of salvation. That is not yet full salvation。
呢個只係救恩嘅第一步，呢個唔係救恩嘅全部。
Is that surprise to you？
對於你嚟講，有冇令你好驚奇
？If you have trusted in Christ for salvation through His death。You have taken only the one step. You are not there yet.
如果你系相信主耶稣嘅死系会救你嘅，你已经系行咗第一步。
His second coming is for salvation.
佢第二次嘅再来亦都系为咗救恩。
Only when he comes again will salvation your salvation and mine, only then it will be complete.
只係當佢再嚟嘅時候，我同你嘅救恩先至會係得到完全。
Put in another way, if he doesn't come back again, there is no salvation for you and for me. That's as simple as that.
所以換句話嚟說，如果佢唔再嚟嘅時候，我同你嘅救恩係將會冇咗。
Our salvation depends on his coming again.
我哋嘅救恩咧，要視乎佢要再嚟。
So if your holiday is more important than your salvation, if your promotion is more important than your salvation, then of course you don't want his coming again.
所以如果你嘅假期同埋你嘅升職係比你嘅救恩更加重要嘅話，你當然唔想佢再翻嚟。
What is more, that final salvation is promised, it says here, only for those who eagerly wait for his coming.
再講，佢第二次我哋嘅救恩咧，係只係會對於嗰啲係切切等候佢再翻嚟嘅人。
We have a tragic situation in the church today, which renders the Lord's coming almost redundant. We don't need it anymore.
我哋有一個好悲哀嘅情形喺教會啊，令到主耶穌再翻嚟咧，好似係冇咁嘅需要。
Because we have already been taught that salvation is something we already have. There's nothing else to wait for.
因為人哋教我哋。救恩我哋依家已经有噶啦，我哋唔需要再等啲乜嘢。
The Bible says that we will be taught a lie in the days of the Antichrist.
圣经亦都话喺敌基督嘅日子，我哋系会被教一啲谎话。
We don't know the exact content of that lie yet.
我哋唔知道嗰个谎话嘅内容。
But many important lies have already been told.
但系好多好重要嘅谎话已经讲咗啦。
One of which is that you are already saved and always saved and you have nothing to worry about. Even if Jesus doesn't come again, you are saved because you'll die and go to be with the Lord. If you're going to be with the Lord, who cares whether he comes again or not? Right? Think, that's what you think, right? Be honest about it. We don't need hypocrisy.
其中一個方法就是你已經得救了，你會常常得救的，就算主回不回來，你已經得救了，你死的時候你會同主一起的，你覺得對不對？這個就是假冒為善。
This is what the Bible tells us. Salvation is not yet. That is why his return is vital for our salvation.
其實聖經所教呢，救恩是仲未完全的，所以我們是要等他再回來。
Now in this session alone, in this meeting alone, I cannot expound to you the full detail of this particular teaching of the Bible.
而在這個聚會裡面，我是沒有辦法將聖經全完完全全的教導跟大家分享。
So all I can do is point to you to one or two verses, but it is fundamental to biblical teaching that salvation in the present time is only partial. It is a foretaste. We get the earnest of the Spirit, which is simply a prepayment for the fullness of salvation yet to come.
在聖經的教導呢，是很重要的。我們現在的救恩只不過呢是一部分，不是完全的。聖靈給我們就好像一個印記，一個誠意這樣，但是還未是完全的救恩。
But the church feels that that is bad psychology in salesmanship.
但是教會就覺得這樣在推銷學上來說呢，不是一個很好的技巧。
I mean, if you sell something to somebody, and then you say, well, you see, this is only a foretaste. You get a little bit of a now, the whole thing, the real thing comes later.
如果你在推銷的時候你跟人說，哦，這個只不過是給你先嘗的，這個不是全部的，只是一部分。
Now if you come to our church, and we, of course, being the good fools that we are, tell you the truth of the matter and say, salvation in Christ now.